take the lead in describing the salary adjustments for unrepresented classifications that the board is being asked to vote on.
Mm-hmm. So as you're aware, on January 1st of 2015, CICERA became an independent employer. As such, we wanted to ensure that we were in compliance as a new employer with compensation, benefits, and a variety of other items. Last fall, CICERA contracted with Coffin Associates to do a classification study and a total compensation study, which she, Katie Konecko from Coffin Associates, presented that report back at the December 2nd board meeting. So part of that was a whole look at non-exempt, exempt positions, a number of different areas to ensure that we remain in compliance as an employer. CICERA provides a lot of great customer service to a lot of members, a lot of different vendors, and internally. It's very important that we have highly qualified, very appropriate staff that have integrity, that are fairly compensated compared to the market, and as such, COF has provided the compensation report. And in reviewing that, I have prepared some recommendations for the board for their consideration. The Appendix 3 is a comprehensive listing of all of these salary ranges with the steps for the non-executive unrepresented employees. On Appendix 1, there is a listing of non-executive unrepresented employee job classifications with recommended salary ranges and the corresponding dollar amount of those monthly salary ranges. In Appendix 2, I've also included, for the executive positions at CICERA, recommended salary ranges for each of those classifications. I have recommended that the CFA differential of 5% be excluded going forward, and I ask that the board adopt these recommendations effective February 1 of 2016.
Is there a motion?
I'd so move.
Second.
Discussion.
Does the motion
include the amendment?
Do we want to
do a motion?
Include the recommended salary range, schedule number 3 reference?
Oh, yes. The amendment for investment analyst.
Appendix 1.
The recommended salary range on Appendix 1 to go from 41 to be replaced by 43, and that salary range would be $89.55 to $10,855 per month.
Any discussion?
Was there a second to the motion?
I'm sorry, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Yeah, give us a second.
Okay, do we have any discussion?
And Appendix 3 would become effective on February 1, correct?
Yes.
Well, all of the adjustments would,
right.
The ranges would become effective.
And this would also include, as I understand it, the elimination of the CFA differential.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Hearing no discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries unanimously. With that,
I would like to thank Katie Konecko and Coffin Associates. There's been a huge amount of work behind the scenes done on this, and we do appreciate Coffin Associates and all of their hard work. They've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
Feedback. Is the sense of the board that you would like to bring lunch into the boardroom, we'll pick it up, bring it back in, and continue, or have a brief lunch and then continue?
I like a brief lunch, but
I'd say continue.
Okay. Got one on each side.
I'll break the tie. Let's bring it in and continue.
All right. So everyone pick up lunches and bring them back.